Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, that number here is 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer as many of your gardening questions as you have. So give us that call. We'll do what we can to help you out. Now, I'm sure you have seen it and felt it and, well, just been done with it lately. But pollen, whew, been pretty bad lately. As you can tell, I got allergies that are affecting everything, obviously, just like a lot of you. But I'll tell you, it feels like the pollen has just been crazy lately. I was driving on the highway yesterday and, you know, I look ahead of me and I'm saying, oh, wow, you know, what is up ahead? Is it hazy? Is it raining? Nope. Just clouds of pollen everywhere. I'll tell you, the pollen count is very, very high. The next few days, I was actually looking up some things on pollen, and looks like the next 3 days are going to be what they call medium high in the forecast for pollen. But if you have some allergies to pollen like I do, not going to be a great 3 day stretch here. So good luck to all of you. But man, I'll tell you, it was interesting just when I was driving yesterday, just looking ahead of you. It's like, what is that? Yep, nope, just pollen, you know, just coming at us as you drive. So it was it's an interesting way to drive up the road and say, what is going on here? But hopefully our pollen season will be behind us soon. I don't know about you, but everything outside is covered in yellow right now. I'll tell you. You walk out in the deck and it's just yellow. You get a little bit of rain, it washes it off, and then all of a sudden, yellow. So, hopefully you can deal with it and deal with, you know, just getting out in the garden and enjoying it. Because right now, I'll tell you, it's hard. Anyways, so what are we doing out in the garden today? What can we be doing this week? You know, temperatures are pretty decent out there. They've been pretty good. We haven't had, a heavy hot spell. Overnights have been cool. It's been really nice to be planting and enjoying outside there. You know, right now, I'm telling you, we left a window open in my house. I walked out, and I was like, ooh, it's like air conditioning's on. And then I realized the window was open. It's 49 degrees right now. But that is, I'll tell you, a perfect weather for morning wake up. Today, the next few days, in the 70s, great working weather out in the yard. Getting out, mow the lawn, clean the yard up, do some of those tasks that you haven't done yet, right? Any of the mulching, any of the, you know, composting, any of that type of thing. Today's a good day. This week is a good week to be doing that. You know, keeping these cool temperatures is a nice way to extend spring a little bit. You know, obviously we are technically still in spring for another, you know, three-ish weeks. Maybe it's a little more like 2.5-ish weeks. But we're still in spring technically. So we'll enjoy these temperatures and, you know, I wouldn't mind keeping these coolish temperatures. When I say coolish, I mean, you know, 60s, 70s for the next couple months here to enjoy our gardens, enjoy, you know, the fruits of our labor. You know, vegetable gardens will love it. You know, when it gets too hot, vegetable gardens kind of slow down, right? So we like to keep these cooler temperatures, you know, low 70s, mid 70s. Those are great. You know, even a few of the 80-degree days, but not going into the 90s is good for our garden with a lot of our vegetables. When we hit above 90 degrees, they kind of slow down. You know, your tomatoes, that's a perfect example. When it gets too hot, they slow down and have the opposite effect of growing. So these are perfect growing temperatures. Growing conditions. So let's hope we can keep these as long as possible. And you'll notice a world of difference when it comes to your garden there. Now, if you have some questions, you can call us. Our number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started today. It's a beautiful morning out there. For me, you know, it's 49 degrees. This is nice. This is good temperatures. We're definitely going to be warm today. So get out there this morning. Enjoy it. And you know, what can we be doing in the garden? A lot of things at this point, you've been outside, right? Stay outside and enjoy it. Maybe it's getting some of those house plants out of the house, bringing them out into the yard, bringing them onto the deck, creating that outdoor living space so that they can get some of this nice temperature, some more exposure to the sun, more exposure to the elements, and, you know, just... Maybe it's getting some good growing degree days, growing temperatures, growing everything, where your houseplants maybe have a harder time enjoying them inside, right? Hey, try it out. Some of them should be out there anyways. But, you know, try to expose them to some of the elements outside and see what you can do, you know, to get your plants outside and in the elements, right? Those are the things we're looking to do. Anyways, what else is going on out there? We've planted a lot of our annuals at this point. Our vegetables, you can still be planting vegetables. A lot of your garden centers have them. You know, we're not far past the time when the last... You know, frost was supposed to be, right? The more north you go, in you know, into New Hampshire, Maine, Your last frost was just recent. So it's time to get out there and enjoy it. You know, all the work you've done from, you know, starting seeds indoors to getting them growing and going on. I'm sure they are starting to enjoy the outside. But, you know, really perfect time to do it and enjoy the work you've done. And now it's kind of that time almost, well, at least with the vegetables, to kind of sit back, relax, and enjoy what you've been doing. And now just watering, right? Now, with the warm temperatures, they haven't been too hot, right? But with the warm temperatures, you know, making sure your plants are nice and airy. Allow airflow to go through, right? Looking at those tomatoes, now they've grown, I'm sure, since they've been outside. With some of the rain we've been having overnight and during the days here, I'm sure with a lot of growth, we need to let them air out a little bit. How do we do that? Thin out some of the leaves. Look at the base of it. Let's get those tomatoes kind of thinned out a little bit to keep the fungus down. Now, if you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at graham.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started on the show today. So good morning and welcome. And if you have some questions, call us. We will definitely do everything we can to help you out with your garden today. So feel free to give us that call. And like I said, we're going to do what we can to help you out. Be able to enjoy that garden. Enjoy the outside in your backyard or wherever it may be. A nice cool day. Nice easy way to start the, start some work on the garden with the temperatures like this, because it makes it so much easier to enjoy the outside. You're not dying of heat exhaustion or whatnot to get out there and do some things, because when it's hot out there, you definitely you're like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. Definitely not that way right now. So if you're up this morning, maybe wait another half hour. Wait till after 7 to be polite for the neighbors, so you can get out there to enjoy it and do what you can to enjoy outside. But I'll tell you, the way the temperatures have been lately, I could deal with this for a while. I mean, it's so much easier to work outside and enjoy it, right? Whereas some of those hot days, you just say, "Oh, oof, I'm gonna stay inside." So, let's get out there. Enjoy it. Right before the break, I was touching base on cleaning up some of our tomato plants. Just looking at the, fungus that could happen. A lot of what we should be trying to do is you know, preventative maintenance, right? We look at it and we do things in our life like that, right? For our vehicles, oil changes, right? Preventative maintenance type things, knowing that at a certain time we're going to do this to keep our vehicle going. Ourselves, we go to the doctors for physicals, right? Checkups, all those things. It's the same thing with plants. We look at the weather, we look at the temperatures, we say, all right, we've had a bunch of rain, and then we have some warm temperatures. We look at the leaves of the plants and say, can airflow go through here? Yeah, not so much sometimes. Or have you already thinned out those leaves? But what we want to look at doing is the bottom of the leaf, the bottom of the plant when it comes to tomatoes, right? Think about a couple things. One, when it rains or when you're watering, but mostly when it rains, because you can't control where the water comes through to a point. If it's raining from above, the rain is just coming right through, sits on the leaves, right? Needs airflow to dry it out. But what else happens? When it hits the ground, it bounces back up to those lower leaves. And it's not only on the top, it's now on the bottom of the leaf. Then we get some warm weather, some humidity. That water sits there, doesn't dry out, creates a fungus. So how do we prevent that? Some people will call it lollipopping a plant, right? Taking the lower leaves of the bottom, almost creating like a stick, and then the rest of it has the leaves, like a lollipop. Or it's just thinning out a few here and there so that when the rain comes through, it's not bouncing back up. Or it allows some of that airflow to get in there to dry out those leaves during the day. So the water's not sitting there causing fungus, causing us to use products like copper fungicide or whatnot to help prevent some of these things. So preventative type maintenance. Anyways, give us a call here if you have some questions. 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that. With soil moist granules, just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Marriott is suspending all of its operations in Russia. The hotel company is citing restrictions imposed by the U.S., U.K., and EU. Marriott International said in a statement it has come to view that the newly announced restrictions will make it impossible for them to continue to operate or franchise hotels in the Russian market. The company closed its Moscow office and paused the opening of new hotels and all future hotel investment in Russia following the invasion of Ukraine 101 days ago. The baby formula plant that was shuttered after a federal inspection has reopened. The Abbott Nutrition plant in Sturgis, Michigan, had been closed for 5 months after an FDA inspection discovered unsanitary conditions. The factory produced most of the country's supply of powdered Similac and specialty formulas. Its closure led to the national shortage of baby formula. This is USA Radio News. The GOP nominee for Senator of Pennsylvania is the celebrity Dr. Mehmet Oz. His opponent, former hedge fund CEO Dave McCormick, conceded to Oz on Friday. He said it became clear to him that Oz would be the nominee, with the recount largely completed. Oz will go on to face Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman in the fall. Fetterman has been off the campaign trail in recent weeks after suffering a stroke. He said on Friday that he almost died and urged people to not ignore doctor's orders. A change of view will mean a change in jobs for a Republican congressman. New York's Chris Jacobs says he will not run for a second term. He broke from his party when he announced that he would support an assault weapons ban. Jacobs told the Buffalo News that the mass shooting in Texas and the racially motivated shooting at a Buffalo grocery store changed his stance. That prompted every elected GOP leader who had endorsed his re-election bid to withdraw their support. Jacobs also lost the backing of the Republican and conservative parties in the Empire State. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number, 855-660-4261. And we are just getting started with the day. So welcome. And hopefully you can enjoy the garden today. Going to be a nice day. It really is compared to a couple weeks ago at this point. But it's been really nice. And so we've been talking about preventative maintenance, if you will, when it comes to some of our plants. And our tomatoes, as they're growing, getting some height, we're thinning out some of the leaves. We can do that with peppers. We can do that with eggplant. Those type of vegetables, right? So that we can prevent any of those funguses from happening. Because what happens? How does fungus really get here? Well, think about it. It's rain. We've been having plenty of it. Not enough by any means. We're still in a drought. But we've been having some of that rain, right? And then the warm temperatures afterwards, or the humidity, cause the plants to keep the moisture inside and not dry out, causing fungus as time goes on here. So we're doing preventative type maintenance here, thinning out some of the tomatoes, cleaning them up a bit. And I know it's probably going to be harder to be out there, even though the temperatures are nice, with all the pollen, all that. But definitely worth doing this now for later on in the season, so you're not worrying about these things as time goes on. Because what's going to happen? We don't know what's going to happen with the weather. You know, last year, we had good weather now, and then all of a sudden, July and August, it almost rained every single day. Our tomatoes took the brunt of it, had some issues. You know, thinned out, didn't grow as much. So we try to look at it and say, in a perfect world, what could happen? Well, usually July and August warms up. So we try to get ahead of it and do those things now. That preventative maintenance to take care of everything. So what else can we be doing? Not just in the garden, right? Well, if you want to take care of the lawn at this point, your second application, you know, your broadleaf weed control, this is the time to be doing it. We've had plenty of time since the first application for the lawn, you know, your crabgrass control. Now it's the broadleaf weed control. Taking care of those weeds that are out there now. Because did you know that some of these weeds that are in our lawn now go dormant during the warmer temperatures? You know, some of the henbit, the creeping charlie, some of those types, when it gets too warm, they go dormant for the summer. Right? So they're not there. So you think, oh, well, they're gone. And then next spring, boom, they're there. So this is the time to be taking care of those weeds in the lawn. You know, if you don't want clover in the yard, this is the time to take care of it. When I say that, some people might be saying, who wants clover in their yard? Well, there's a lot of people out there now who are putting clover in their yards. But for those of you who don't want it in there, you want that grassy lawn. Now is the time to take care of those issues. You know, there's products out there specifically for it. Chickweed Clover Oxalis Killer, right? From Bonide. Great product to take care of all those. Any of the creeping type issues on there. But now's the time to spray it. And spray it multiple applications versus just once. Because in a couple weeks, when it comes to the creeping charlie, the henbit, they're going to go dormant. You're not going to see them. But that doesn't mean they're still not going to be there. They'll be there next spring if you don't take care of them. So, spraying now, taking care of it while the temperatures are still on our side. Because if you take care of them now, in 2 weeks from now, maybe a little bit less, depending upon how bad of being infested with them, if you will, you can reseed with the temperatures the way they've been. Adding seed to the grounds to take over where those were so that next year it doesn't, you know, go dormant and then come back in the spring. Or if it does come back, it's a lot less. So we have time to be doing that with sprays, with granular form, with the, they call it a weed and feed, right? Your second application. It's a broadleaf weed killer and a fertilizer. A lot of times, you know, 20-ish percent nitrogen, no phosphorus, and then 4, 5, or 6 potassium. Those are the ones to be putting down right now. Taking care of the yard, because some of these broadleaf weeds, like I've said probably 5 or 6 times already, because I want to make sure you understand this, is they go dormant during the summer. So you don't see them. You think you've killed them. You think they're gone to a point. But the best way is to take care of them now. Once they've taken care of, because you see them dying back, because you've applied something, is reseeding. Now, the myth out there, in my opinion it's a myth, is they say, oh, the fall is the best time to plant seed. No, it's not untrue, but it's not the whole truth. You can seed any time of year, as long as you can water and take care of it. Now, you can still be putting grass seed down. The temperatures are perfect for it. If you're cleaning up an area and saying, all right, I've new area, want to put seed down, want it to look good, do it. If you can water, do it. You know, not a lot of watering bans out there. There's some just in the early stages to help kind of with that preventative maintenance, right? To get to that point where you don't have to shut off the water completely. I said it a couple weeks ago. Chelmsford, where I am, has a minimal water ban. They just ask that you water between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. and then 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. The off hours, right? Those are the times to do it. But it's preventative. And so you still can use irrigation. You can still water. So seed. Put grass seed down. If you're looking at it and saying, I need to put grass seed down, it's okay to do it. It really is. All right, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get into that. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
Morning. Bob's in Dracket.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
How you doing, Patrick?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Yeah, all right. With the pollen, it's great.
I hear you.
Yeah. Last fall, I have two pear trees, and they're on opposite sides of the yard. So one of them was growing into the grapevine, so I dug it up and moved it to the south side.
Okay.
There's no leaves on it. There are green shoots, but no leaves. So should I just be patient till next year? Or?
Well, so what I want you to do, you said there's green shoots. Are they coming out of the bottom or the sides?
No, they're on the branches. It's on the tips.
Okay, like so there's green underneath then, underneath the branches, if you were to scratch the bark?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing. If you weren't seeing any of that green, you would be saying, oh, well, maybe it didn't make it.
All right.
With the fact that you're seeing some of that green, that's a good sign. So what I'd be looking to do, have you fertilized it at all this season?
A little bit of Plantone. But
okay.
Not really enough that for the size of the tree.
Okay. Well, you still have some time to do it. It's that you don't. You know, I would definitely be looking to add some more plant tone or tree tone. Either one, they're pretty close. So if you have more plant tone, definitely do it because we're still in the cooler temperatures, so that your plant is going to pull those nutrients to get more, you know, it still has time to produce some leaves, produce some shoots, everything for you. The other thing I'd look at doing is if you could use like a product like Protolizer, that would be a great one to add to the watering regimen every, you know, for like a month, every week. You could also use, there's a product out there that we carry at the Mahoney's Garden Center. It's called Organic Plant Magic. It's along the same lines that it has some of that mycorrhizae, the bio, the nutrients that you need, the microbes to help with the root system. Because what it's doing is it's going to, the more it helps the root system produce, the more shoots, the more leaves, the more everything that's going to happen. I think your plant's just a little bit in shock from the move, even though, you know, it was in the fall. But the green leaves, the green everything is a good sign.
All right. So I'll just keep fertilizing it and watering it with Protolizer.
Yeah. So I would look at like I said, fertilizing again with the plant tone, you know, based on what you used prior, you know, if you remember how much you used on it, you know, just add to it. Don't do like a whole new fertilization. You want to do the right amount that it says on the package. So, you know, fertilizing it again isn't going to hurt it. It's just going to be helpful. And then in the fall, I want you to fertilize again, but at half the rate. Okay, so whatever rate it says on the package, says Say it says to use 4 pounds. Just use 2 and fertilize in the same way. Because what it's going to do is going to help it get ready for the winter, help it get ready for the longevity of the plant so that it can help with the long-term effects for you. So that's really what I would look to do.
All right. As long as you agree with my theory that there's still life in it.
Oh, I definitely agree based on what you're telling me. If you're seeing green behind the bark, you're seeing green shoots, it's definitely worth it. But I would fertilize it, continue to water, use the protolizer, and it will be very helpful for you.
All right, Patrick. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Bob. Have a great one.
Yeah, you
bye-bye.
Too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your bioadvanced lawn care scientist. Here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And really first in the first hour, so getting started for the day. I'm sure you're feeling it, but I know I'm feeling it. This pollen is killing me. I looked at a website, pollen.com, saying the next 3 days are going to be medium to high base of pollen count. So good luck to all of you that have pollen issues. I recently, in the past 6 months, found out how bad I was when it came to pollen for trees and shrubs, etc. And well, I think I picked the wrong industry to be in because I am allergic to everything out there when it comes to trees and shrubs and their pollen. A lot of you probably are too, but I knew I had it, but trying to figure out why I'm always so congested when I come out here on the radio. And there's a lot of factors. And this pollen right now is not doing anyone any favors. But we can enjoy the garden. We can do some things. We've been talking about the lawn. We've been talking about different things that we can be doing. You know, if you can take care of the lawn, still perfect time to do it. The temperatures during the evenings and the mornings are perfect for grass to be growing. And then has the day to dry out and enjoy. So definitely, if you're still thinking about putting the lawn in, you got time. Definitely do it. We have a call on the line, so let's get back to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Mike's in New Hampshire.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, good morning. Let's talk about tulips. I've lifted my tulip bulbs, and I noticed that, like other years, the bigger bulbs have four or five little ones attached to them. I've tried planting those little ones in the past, and they don't take off. They don't grow. how do I make the little ones propagate? How do I make them grow?
Okay, so we're talking about the little, they're maybe like a half inch to an inch size?
Yes, yes, exactly.
Okay. And they're all kind of on one here, right?
Yeah, you got a main bulb and you got those guys all around it, yes.
Okay. So what we're trying to do to be able to divide the tulip is get as much of that little bulb that's coming out and as much of like a root system off of it, right? Yeah. So what we want to look to do is, with a very sharp knife, be able to go onto the side and basically cut without cutting into a lot of the roots. Cut down the side, getting them together, pulling them apart the best you can. And then instead of just putting them back into the ground, into the regular, you know, soil there,
yep,
to help with it, some will actually add a good amount of like peat moss, right, around it, because it is small, and so it can't take the water as easily, right?
Yep.
So when you're watering, sometimes it goes over. The peat moss there will help keep the moisture that's needed there, but allow the soil around it to be, you know, a little bit thinner, aerated. Allow it to have good drainage, because when it gets watered at this point, you know, and just sitting there for like 30 seconds is almost too much for those bulbs. So what happens sometimes is those little bulbs can get overwatered easily. So we want some good drainage around it. We want that type of thing to have it. The other thing at this point, we want to look at like a lower nitrogen fertilizer. I know it's, you know, usually we're fertilizing in the fall, but fertilizing now to help those little bulbs get bigger, get stronger, something so that they have the whole season to really grow, so when they get into the fall, they can actually go dormant and take the nutrients that it needs. Now, I'm hitting a break. If you want to hang tight until the other side, I can go over a little bit more so we can, you know, get those tulips to thrive for you next season. Okay?
Very good.
All right, okay. Sir. Everybody else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.